way.
I see Tasmania leading the way again, which is great. Tell us a little bit about one of the states have just announced an ambitious target for renewable.
That's right, mate. So that's Victoria, and they've announced a 95% renewable energy target by 2035, which is good news. We have to leave more coal in the ground. Now, the interesting part of the announcement, though, Lee, is they're reforming their State Electricity Commission, which is going to be a state-owned power generation corporation to provide competition to the market and keep the private operators honest. A bit like our hydro.
Yes, like our hydro indeed. The privatisation of electrical generation and transmission assets back in the 90s has been horrific failure in every aspect, hasn't it?
It certainly has. So the state-owned assets were virtually given away for chump change to private companies, who then held everyone to ransom for the next few decades and offshored all the profits and avoid paying tax at every turn. So it hasn't been good. That old saying, everything old is new again, I think perfectly represents this turnabout in politics. Basically, it's all going back to how it used to be.
So what have the Victorians been doing?
So they're looking at adding 4.5 gigawatts of renewable energy generation and storage, and the new Electricity Commission will mean they will reach their target 5 years earlier than previously expected.
Okay, so ahead of time. So what's the new developments expected as far as an increase?
So they're looking, when this is all done, it's going to increase the state's domestic product by $9.5 billion. But probably more importantly, Lee, create 59,000 new jobs.
More jobs, yes, great.
So while these are fantastic developments, I'd like to point out why Tasmanians are obviously the, you know, the upper echelon of Australians. Because guess what, Lee? We're already at 100% renewable energy. We're 13 years before anyone else. And while there's been some attempts over the years to privatise our electricity assets, the public has always said with a resounding no that our hydro and transmission assets need to remain in public hands.
So that just reiterates Tasmania leading the way there. So energy assets, they should be privatised, I don't think.
They shouldn't be, no. Everything we do, Lee, has an energy input requirement, and private companies simply cannot be trusted to put the health and well-being of their customers ahead of maximising their profits.
So take pride in being Tasmanian, and the proof is in the pudding. Every other state in Australia, Adrian, is really playing catch-up, aren't they, for reinventing the past?
That's right. Everyone wants to be Tasmanian. We're already there. So in renewable energy news closer to home, though, mate, the Marins Link looks to have finally got its financing sorted. Yes. Tassie is looking to kick in 15%, with the federal and Victorian government throwing in 20%. Plus, Tasmania gets to keep 18% of the revenue, so it's a pretty good deal.
That is a great deal.
And the rest is being funded by the Commonwealth's Rewiring the Nation program, and this is using the Clean Energy Finance Corporation.
So all that you've been saying, it will definitely unlock, say, more renewable energy projects, won't it? More jobs and more opportunities, which is great.
That's right, mate. We could have a lot more renewable energy, but we've got a bit of a bottleneck at the moment. And also, another good point is the unreliable Basslink won't be the main game in town when Tassie needs mainland power during drought. So we'll have more energy security.
Now, you've got a little story to share with us this morning.
Yeah, like with all the electrification of the nation, you know, I interviewed a potential electrical apprentice the other day, and I was telling him about the options for electricians and the roles they could potentially move into during their career, and they're essentially boundless. Now, as we electrify the nation, and we talk about electric vehicles, more renewable energy and all the rest of it, the need for electrical-based trades people is going to be huge. Now, just hopefully the government realises this as well, because at the moment we just don't have enough tradespeople to meet the challenge. But exciting time if you want to enter the trade.
It is. So it's all happening then.
That's right, mate. And guess what else is happening, Lee? The Tasmanian Energy Saver program is back. So a few years back we had another one that was $10,000 over 5 years. Now, this one is $10,000 over 3 years, but look, this is a government finance program that allows for up to $10,000 interest-free loans for 3 years. If you need a solar system, solar battery, new heat pump, solar hot water, heat pump hot water, they're all eligible for this initiative.
And wait for it. No gimmicks.
No gimmicks. It's just interest-free loans for 3 years where the state government is picking up the interest costs. Lee, we pay enough tax, so we want to take advantage of it. If your cash flow is a bit tight, it's also going to be a huge help. It is capped, though, so it will run out eventually, so I wouldn't delay too long if you're thinking of going this direction.
Tell me, is the process very simple?
It's very simple. Just call DMS Energy on 1300 502 599 or pop in and search at 56 Sheffield Road in Sprayton, and we can quote you like normal and set you up for the program. It's a pretty good deal, as while you're paying it back without any interest, some of the items you have purchased help pay themselves back in energy efficiency savings.
And that's what we like, savings. And take a look at your Facebook page.
That's right. So there's more details about it on our Facebook page. Just search up DMS Energy and you'll find it. Or you can go online and organise a quote request via our website. Just look for all the W's, dmsenergy.net.au, and that's another simple process. But look, Lee, I think with higher energy prices on the way for next year, we all need to prepare ourselves as best we can to weather the storm And this Tasmanian government interest-free energy saver program is going to be a very good tool to do that.
It's worth taking advantage of. Good on you, Adrian Luke from DMS Energy, this week's Power Savers. You have a great day and a great week, and we'll have more in 7 days' time.
Thanks.